On the Ivories, that's Mr. Jay McShann here at Kuvo Jazz and the Morning Set, and we laying down some Hootie, some Jay McShann this morning because Jeff Anderson is in the studio with me. Jeff from Tuesday Night Beat, and of course the Vinyl Vault, and of course All Blues, and our the man who writes some of the best reviews of music in our community as well for Kuvo Jazz. I don't know what he doesn't do, but anyway, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here this morning.
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, man.
It's always fun to come down and be on the radio.
Yeah, it is. It is. Let me say this. Jay McShann, I'm so glad you chose him for this week. He's one of my all-time favorites. Only got to hear him once play, and it was on the SS Norway on a jazz cruise 30-something years ago, 35 years ago, and I thought I would get a chance to talk to him because usually everybody's, you're going to run into him somewhere, right? Well, Jay would do his set, and the women would be screaming. There's a few men in the audience also screaming. Jay was the ladies' man in his day, and it was amazing music, great piano player, bridging the past with the future. And then I never saw him again. Every time I looked around, he was disappearing. You know, he had something else that he was doing.
Well, it sounds like Beatlemania, you have to stay out of the way of that stuff. It'd give you trouble.
but anyway, welcome to the show. And let's start with the Vinyl Vault, first of all. You're going to have to knock the cobwebs out of my brain here and remind me of how this all got started,
because I don't remember. I've had all these records for a long time.
Right.
I started probably collecting them when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And they just built up over time. And, it turned out after a while that there was all kinds of stuff there that KUVO didn't have.
Yeah.
And so I thought, and this is even before vinyl had its resurgence. I think the Vinyl Vault started in about 2006.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that. And so, but I just thought...
But we were playing records until about 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
We were playing records when we were in Five Points.
Sure, and we had turntables in the studio and stuff. And so I figured, let's get some of this music on the air that's real good, that even despite KUVO's vast library, we didn't have.
Right.
And so I brought this idea to you and just explained, I've got these records, there's some good stuff on them. I think maybe I could play them on the air. And like the awesome program director that you always were, you said, okay. So that's how it happened.
It's, that was a no-brainer.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so then, and then just coincidentally, a few years after that, maybe it wasn't coincidentally, maybe this is what caused it, was the vinyl resurgence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're responsible for
that,
Jeff.
Yeah, I'll take credit.
Have you ever, and I've done this, okay, so I'll admit it, it's hard to do the first time, but at some point, you just run out of room. Your significant other just says, hey, come on.
There's
You've already got 5,000 albums in the rack, and I know you got another 10 or 12 still in boxes somewhere hidden. I have actually pared down my library over the years, knowing that there was no way, even if I lived to be 150 years old, I would ever be able to go back and listen to them all. But then I had got rid of half of them, right? To a good cause. I went over to Twist and Shout and talked to Paul over there, and he goes, oh, these are great records. So he took them off my
good
hands.
Move, yeah.
But I kept a couple thousand. Now, have you ever done that?
I give them away, not big chunks, but, to people that are interested in vinyl and might want the kind of music that this particular album has.
Right.
Because a lot of people have given me their record collections over the years. Word gets out that, Anderson likes records and I've got his records. I don't want them anymore. Give them to him. So I've ended up with a lot of duplicates. And so I give those away on a regular basis.
Oh, okay.
So and Mo Velez, our Tuesday night guy, has been a recipient of a lot of those.
Oh, that's cool.
He's a younger guy, but he's into vinyl. And, I get him some of this old fusion stuff, and he digs it.